This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of the Sanity right here on the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Love having you with me. Love having you involved and engaged. And you know what? Don't just be... I am so tired of saying this, but I have to because I look at some of the stuff that you guys post or send me. Will you please stop being Facebook warriors? You're not winning. You're not getting anywhere. The most powerful guy on the planet couldn't get Facebook to change its ways for him. All right? So let's just be honest about it. So get away from it. Okay? You do some more of your local things. Nobody, like I always tell you, nobody gets up on Monday morning and decides to run for Congress Tuesday morning. These people move through the system. A lot of them do. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them do. You need to help your locals get elected. And then when you're done helping your locals get elected, you need to hold their feet to the fire to make sure they don't do stupid stuff. To make sure they do what they told you they were going to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Yes, I will finish what I started in the first segment, first hour. You know, Scott Hounsell is going to join me in a few minutes, and we'll go through some of the numbers from the states, but some of the things that kind of went by at 100 miles an hour that nobody really was paying attention to, and if they were, they are things that you need to understand truly where the mindset is at. When Joe Biden came out to let Trump have it, as good as he could, although I don't even know if he remembers who Trump is if he sees him, but he actually said if these people were black, this whole situation would have been handled differently. And I got to tell you, it's probably the first time I totally agree with him. He's exactly right. Nobody would have been shot. Nobody would have been pepper sprayed. They would have had the run of the place. And you know that that's true. We now have a memo from the D.C. mayor on Monday who said she didn't want any federal help. She didn't want troops in there. She didn't want any extra police. If you knew you had that many people showing up, why wouldn't you want to protect your city? And for those of you who are saying this is the MAGA people or Trump's people or violent people, didn't we have a million MAGA march there? And we heard stories that there was virtually no violence, and the violence that took place was when the MAGA people were on their way home and the BLM people got involved. Now, I know some of you don't care anything about who committed the violence or how it was or what. It does make a difference because you're laying the foundation for the stories that are going to be coming out from the Democrats for the next 2 years. So for me, it does make a difference. Now, there was a rumor. I'd like to see one of the cabinet members actually say it. But there was a rumor that the cabinet members had got together and were going to invoke the 25th Amendment. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that when they were typing up their resignation letters. How is that exactly going to happen? No cabinet member has said anything, not even alluded to it in a tweet or a conversation. You know, it is D.C. If one of them had truly said it, it'd leak all over the place. This was started by the media. This is what they love to do. You know, they catch you. They're like, you know, I used to be a member of a place called the Magic Castle. I knew a lot of these magicians. And the whole idea was to keep your attention on the hand that wasn't going to perform the trick. Keep your attention away from where the action was actually going to take place. This is what they're doing. So, again, and now mainstream media is calling this terrorist attacks. Right? That the president was calling for treasonous actions. Subversion, even. This is the same media that was totally quiet. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. They weren't quiet. They were actually egging on and approving of taking over sections of Seattle and Portland. Where was their outrage when the black DC cop got shot, or many black cops actually got shot during all those peaceful riotous fire protests? This is crazy. And until we actually get away from the Facebook keyboards and step up and do what we're supposed to be doing, this is going to continue. They're going to keep getting away with it. So, again, I say to you, as excited as you guys are about some of the people that got elected and got in office, I was extremely disappointed by Dan Crenshaw. I told you guys this earlier. Thank God our founding fathers, thank God, that when they saw all the violence happening around them, they went, oh, my God, we can't have this kind of stuff. We can't have this kind of violence. People are getting hurt. We need to stop. We'd be bowing to the Queen today. But they didn't give up. I'm not suggesting that violence was okay. That's not my point. My point is you can't be swayed by what you see happening around you. And when Crenshaw, who was fully, fully ready to vote, to have these, if nothing else, have these numbers looked at again. Not just the numbers, but actually have the votes audited, the ballots audited. What was so bad about that? What would have been so terrible about that? Let's make sure that the guy getting in really got in. So everybody else could put it to bed. We'd have nothing else to... I'm all wound up. We have nothing else to fight about. We'd have a guy like me, you would shut me down. If you audited these things, the signatures really did match, the votes were really there, I got nothing else. But when I can sit there, coming from my background, we already talked about this a million times, when I can sit there and look at this and say, yeah, you know, when Louis shows up with a truck at 3:30 in the morning, right, and you go to bed, and you're 60,000 votes ahead. You wake up the next morning, and all of a sudden, you're behind, and there's 138,000 vote difference. You got a problem. You can't just say it's all good. Scott Council joins me. Council joins me after the break. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot of numbers to see if they make sense or don't make sense. Be back in a few minutes. Show me senior host. This is on the Real Side.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
You're back.
Like the fellow.
Wait, we are back, and by the way, in California, if you kiss her, I think it's a form she has to, you have to fill out first. To make sure it was consensual.
Mutual
if you don't
consent.
Do that, then, you know, you're in a lot of trouble. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, we were thinking about coming up with an app, you know, for consensual, continual consensual agreement during romantic I'm trying to keep it clean. I know there's kids listening. Continued romantic interludes or something along those lines. So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. This is just crazy stuff. You know, we truly live in a state that was modeled after the Twilight Zone. There's no question about it. Anyhow, so like I keep telling you guys, you know, there is no way for a guy like me to keep up with everything. That's why I had Linda Payne on in the last hour to go over some of the lawsuits that are out there, what they mean, why the ones that were put out by, quote-unquote, Trump's legal team really weren't taking hold. You have to know what you do. You have to be doing this for a period of time. You have to show a process by which they're actually doing it and make it happen again. You can't just say, well, it seems, it appears. doesn't work that well. So Scott Hounsell is a resident data and polling expert at redstate.com, and I always appreciate his time with me. He's got the numbers. He knows what he's doing a lot more than I do. Scott, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Joe. Good to have you. Good to be here again.
All right. So, you know, we hear about all these crazy numbers. We hear about, you know, how many people, what was there? There were 80,000 people registered at the same address. They were all homeless. They were all paid to do it. Why? I just want your opinion here, or maybe you got some legal information. Why the hell, heck is it so hard to go to court, go to the Secretary of State, and say, look, there are 18,000 people that live here. This is a vacant lot.
Unfortunately, this is about, for the left, it's always about expanding voting rights. I use air quotes around that, is that it's oh, well, we're expanding voting rights, or we're expanding the practice of voting, or we're giving more people the opportunity to vote. But never is it questioned about the effort that that person may go through. So you and I may spend a lot of time educating ourselves to make our vote a valuable effort on our part, while other people are just handing over their ballots to other people to fill out, or receiving multiple ballots at one address where one person is filling them out. That's not the expansion of voting rights. That's the deception of the electorate. And to me, that's where we are seeing a lot of these numbers I've been talking about coming out of different states.
Yeah, Linda was telling me they have proof, and they have, you know, thousands of ballots that really weren't ballots. Apparently in California, you can send several ballots or several voting slips in one ballot envelope.
Right.
So,
well, literally, there was some legislation that was passed in the state of California leading up to the election that basically said that you could write your vote on a piece of paper and send it into the county, and it should be counted as a vote, because that's expanding the voting rights. That's making it easier for people to vote. And again, it just comes down to the fact that it was not about making voting easier for the people that legitimately want to vote. It's making fraud easier. That's what it comes down to.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And without checking addresses, we have a mutual friend, and I don't mention to use his name, but he was down at the county, and he was one of the people that were supposed to be overseeing the matching of signatures. And he said they were going by so fast, there was no way that they were checking them.
Right.
And when somebody complained about it, they slowed them down. He said, I got to tell you, 9 out of every 10 of these things did not match. Not even, it wasn't even like the J was different. The whole signature was different.
When Kamala Harris beat Steve Cooley for the attorney general race here in 2010, I was on one of those teams down at Los Angeles County. This has been occurring for more than a decade.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I, and all of my consulting practices that I've done here in the state of California, always advocate for an aggressive ground game. Because absent of an aggressive ground game, you're going to lose. They always have an aggressive ground game. So when we were about checking ballots, it was me and two other people in a room of 30, 40 cubicles,
right,
where they were checking these signatures. They had a Democrat at every cubicle signing off on the signatures coming across. And get this, the members that were counting these ballots from in the office for the county were all wearing SEIU T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. I have pictures of that. I thought that was just wonderful.
Right.
You know, it was just great. And there's no way, you know, people have asked me, even Democrats have asked me, the I don't know, we've talked about it on the show, the new DA for Los Angeles County. I mean, the guy obviously doesn't care. He wants to turn the place into a hellhole.
Right.
And he did that in San Francisco. Then he comes down here to do it. And people say, well, how does somebody like that get in office? And I always, because I don't hold, but you know me, I don't hold back, go, because you let him in.
Right.
Because you don't know who he is, you didn't do your homework, and because he's a D in front of his name means he's much better than the other person. Frankly, the other person was a Democrat, too, and she would have been much better
right
at this. And you know what? They're fleeing Los Angeles, just like they're fleeing New York.
Again, we're seeing it happening more and more in liberal states, but now to see it happening in red states like Georgia, you know, purplish states like Pennsylvania, that's certainly something to be alarm. I mean, it's sad, but it's a case that we have to face.
But again, I'm going to go back to us. We've allowed it to happen.
Right.
We've been set, you know, the education system has been setting up our kids.
Right.
They don't really know anything about this. They don't know anything about how government works or what have you. Whatever a teacher or so-and-so tells them, they just jump on it and they do it. All right. You got some of the numbers with you.
Yep.
We can start with any state you want to start with. I was totally – well, first, before we get rolling here, let's talk a little bit about what took place yesterday in D.C. When I say that, not necessarily the violence and not violence or what have you, but interesting how, you know, the constitutional process that the VP truly had. Because, you know, I talked to constitutional judges, lawyers, and experts in this area. He had the right to send those votes, those questionable electors, back to those states. And it wouldn't have been a long process.
Right.
The legislation could have made that happen in 24 to 48 hours. I was not in for the committee. I thought the committee was a great idea from Cruz, but not now.
Right.
Let's put that committee together later on and make sure that we go through and that those processes are followed.
Or let's maintain our majorities so that we have the ability to do it after the inauguration. But that's another thing.
Yeah. No. They were. I don't know. I'm not one of, over the years. I said, yeah, we have people that really don't care about party or don't care about the country. They care about party or they care about their own pockets.
Right.
I saw yesterday, sad to say, on one hand, in my personal and humble opinion, from the Senate side, people who really care about Americans, really care about the country.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the House side, maybe three handfuls. I mean, the others just didn't look like their heart was really into it.
Right.
And we will continue to lose if we're not willing to fight.
Or if we're not willing to fight with as much vigor as the left is. I mean, we've endured 4 years of nothing but Russian collusion and Trump's the Russian plant and all the other stuff that's been unproved by some of the best law enforcement people in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Robert Mueller's not some pushover. He was not able to find that the president conducted any illegal behavior. But here we are 4 years, and now we got to do this again? I mean, ridiculous.
We never pursue this stuff.
Right.
The attitude is, oh, we won, it's over, let's not make a whole bunch of noise,
shh,
and let's move on.
Right.
It's just craziness. Anyway, we've got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into those numbers. Be back in a minute. People, don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao tendered her resignation earlier Thursday, saying in a letter to her staff that she was deeply troubled by the day's events. The head of the U.S. Capitol Police will also step down as a result of the riot. Chief Stephen Sund said Thursday that he will resign effective January 16th, and the sergeants-at-arms for both the House and Senate have been removed from their positions. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell removed Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stanger, while House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving tendered his resignation earlier in the day. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something. Get away from the Facebook keyboard, though, because it doesn't do anything for you. You won't win those arguments. I guarantee you won't win those arguments. Because most of the times you're arguing with cowards anyhow that don't have any real information. They're just grabbing information off other Facebook pages. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Scott Housel joins me. He's a resident data and polling expert at Red State. And, Scott, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Thanks again.
All right. So let's get into the numbers from these states. And I know at this point it's a moot point as far as it's not going to change anything. But people in these states need to see really what's going down in their states. And they need to get off their butts next time around. And they need to get involved and engaged and call this stuff out as it happens. Biggest egregious situation is in Wisconsin, do you think?
Yeah, I think that that's pretty much where you can just almost pinpoint where the fraud took place. Just by looking at maps and understanding how the vote fell in these different counties, you have to realize that it just doesn't happen this way ever. I mean, literally ever have we ever seen these numbers behave in this way. I'll give you a great example. I have an MBA. And one of the things you do learn is how to audit things when you're going through to get an MBA. Mm-hmm. And so as I was auditing the numbers coming out of Wisconsin, I went, these numbers flagged for me. You know, Excel sheets and all these numbers and data, when they tile together and you start explaining it based upon previous elections, the numbers coming in, you have to say, something stinks here. I'll give you a great example. In Wisconsin, 57 counties of Wisconsin's counties, Biden underperformed Obama in 37 of those counties. It was underperformed Obama by more than 20 points. But in addition, when factored for population losses, that number rises to 41. So 41 counties in Wisconsin, Biden underperformed Obama. However, in just three of those counties, in just five of those counties, not only did he beat Obama's numbers 2012 turnout, but he beat it by double digits. In Washington, St. Croix, Dane, Waukesha, Ozaukee counties, those are the counties that he just, again, out of nowhere. And again, comparing, if you look at like Milwaukee County, you expect that to be deep blue, inner city, you know, true area. He underperformed Obama by 4.5% in Milwaukee County. Go just north to the first county to the north, Ozaukee County, he beat Obama by 38 points.
Wow. And there's, so there's no, I mean, really, with your numbers, if you were to sit back and look at these logically and statistically, there's no way.
You're not going to have a 42-point swing over the course of a few miles. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And it's, and again, these are not, this is not me going, I think that something's here. I can show you, you know, if you could talk about, let's see, in Dane County, which is where Madison is, shot past Obama by 20.4%.
Wow.
yeah. And of the seven surrounding counties, Biden underperformed Obama anywhere between 12.38% and 1.26%. So it's anywhere between a 21 and 32% bump for Biden over a course of, again, a few miles.
It's again, and to your point, it's just amazing to me that people aren't sitting. Well, our people are sitting back. People who are being rational. You know, you've known me for a long time. I have a mantra about voting and elections. I always say, if you beat my butt because you worked harder than I did, God bless.
Right.
You get it. All right. You deserve it.
Right.
All right. But if I'm sitting here and I'm looking, I'm going, wait a minute. You haven't left the house in 3 months. Nobody even can spell your name. How the heck did you beat me by that many numbers?
Well, especially in Dane County, that's the other thing, is that that's where the University of Wisconsin is. And so as a result, no one's there. Why? We're in the middle of a pandemic. All the students are at home. So how are all the students there voting? And we have this huge numbers over anything that has ever been seen, by the way. These numbers, this turnout was insane. In Minnesota, they had a 96% statewide turnout.
We had somebody on before you that showed that there were 60,000 people that voted in both California and Nevada. They registered in both states, voting in both states.
Right.
It is beyond me with today's technology how we get away with that, how they get away with that. It's just amazing. So,
and again, a lot of people were saying, well, want to tell me that this is as a result of population growth or anything. Well, first off, population growth in Wisconsin is stagnant. We're looking at right now, like, for instance, in Dane County, the total population growth was small. If you look in Ozaukee County, it was 2.9%. Waukesha County was 1.47%. So these are not... this is not based upon population. It's turning out people who don't vote. And now, is Trump maybe a motivator to get some people to vote for a first time? Potentially. Maybe. By the factor of 85,000 votes statewide? Probably not. And that's what I'm getting at, is that Trump only lost the state by 20,000 votes.
Right.
If we were going back and you were able to invalidate just a quarter of the ballots that I'm talking about, Trump wins the state.
Right. Yeah, but you'll see that in state after state after state, won't
right.
you?
Well, I mean, again, talking about Georgia is another one that, like, you talk about this, is that they've had several counties that we had this insane. Fulton County, Biden received almost 85,000 more votes than Clinton over a course of a four-year period. So that's insane. I mean, 100,000 votes just there. Remember, Trump just lost the state by, like, 11,000 votes. So we've got 85,000 votes in one county. That we're talking about had never voted before, that voted for either first time or mm-hmm. were inactive voters that voted. So again, I'm very confused as to why there's not a discussion as to where did these voters come from, why all of a sudden are they engaged, and was there any illegal or questionable activity that took place to make them so engaged? Were they bribed? Were ballots harvested illegally? What happened here? If it's legal, if it's legit, show us. And again, if you beat our butt by the most legitimate means, I will tip my hat to you and walk away. But if you did it by illegal means, we needed to be talking about it.
Well, this is what I would say as far as, look, what would be so bad about an audit, right? I mean, if you really want to be transparent, you really want to prove, Biden becomes the real president, if you would, then just simply do the audit. It wouldn't be that hard.
Well, investigation. I mean, we investigated Trump for over 2 years.
4 years.
Well, I mean, yeah, but on Russian collusion, yeah. 2 years. And we were always patient. Republicans were like, well, we're going to get to the point where this doesn't turn out anything out. And we always talked about it's Mueller time, remember? They were always going to tell us, oh, it's coming, it's coming. Never did. And so the question is, if we can endure 2 years of these investigations on Trump, why can't we have 6 months?
Oh, they won't. We'll inaugurate Biden.
We'll inaugurate Biden. We'll do all the rest of it. But if we find that you guys cheated, Biden resigns immediately. We put Trump back in. And, I mean, these are the things we need to have honest discussions about.
Yeah. But we've become so polarized as a country that we're no longer Americans. Now we're Republicans or Democrats. We're conservatives and or liberals. And even liberals have got their spin of, you know, hardcore progressives.
Progressives or moderates, yeah.
And the right has it, too. I get it. We have our hardcore patriot preppers, you know. But not, I don't think, I personal opinion, I don't think they're as far off the range as those progressives are.
I think that what you're missing is that the left does not label Republicans as moderate
no.
and conservative. They label them as a bloc. We will look over at the right. I mean, right now we're already looking at Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema and saying, "Hey, buddy, what can we work together on? What can we be on the same team about?"
Mm-hmm.
Because we obviously will have an ideological battle at times, and they are from states that they could lose real quickly if they don't moderate.
Yeah.
If they follow the progressive agenda.
How sad is it, though, that we're looking at Manchin as somebody we can work, you know, that we can maybe confide and trust?
What we talked about during the break, Joe, if just half the people who showed up in D.C. had showed up in D.C., showed up in Georgia last week, we may have had a different result.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. But, you know, it's just like earlier, the first hour, we were talking about the Christian population. I said, it's really funny. It's kind of like they smoke cigarettes for 21 years, and they finally have cancer, and they go, all right, God, fix me.
Right.
Right? And you go, so the same thing with this. Is they go all this time, and my guests will say this almost like they were worshiping Trump all this time, and now we come up on the end, and now they would have dropped to their knees and pray. And it's like, wait a minute. We had three years, you know, 11 months, and somebody, what happened?
Right.
Where have you been? All right, got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. I'm going to deal more with these numbers on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of five-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, some of you have been sending me emails about my GoFundMe account that I was talking about the other night. GoFundMe has said, go pound sand. So we are looking for an alternative method to be able to raise money for the lawsuit. And so just hang tight. I'll get you some more information. I will make it happen, I promise. And anyway, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We're talking about the numbers now. Again, I realize to a degree it's a moot point because none of this is going to change. But we tend to sit back and wait for the next election. Our Republicans stink at the long game. We show up with candidates, you know, 3 months before the election. Go, hey, look at what I have. The Democrats are in this. But look at what's her name? Stacey Abrams? 10 years. She said 10 years ago she was going to work on flipping Georgia. What did we do to push back? Nothing. For all intents and purposes, we did nothing. And they actively worked at turning votes, turning registrations, and that kind of thing. We need to get into it for the long game. We need to learn how to do this for the long game. Let me bring on Scott Hounsell. He's a resident data and polling expert at Red State. And, Scott, again, thanks for being with me. And let's hit some of these numbers and some of the changes that they could have or could not have made. But we still want a clean election any way you look at it.
Right. No, that's what it really comes down to. I mean, I don't think there's any conservative out there that wants Trump to win if he illegitimately won an area and the rest of it. I think what it comes down to is we want to talk about legitimacy of the election and these numbers that make no sense.
You know, you said something before we went to break, and I wanted to come back to it, which was you were talking about how they see us and how we see the Democrats. I probably, maybe we agree, I don't know, but the Democrats see us as pure evil. We are the epitome of evil.
Right.
And I think, for the most part, we see them as totally misinformed.
Misled.
And,
misinformed,
and
yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I don't see them, I mean, there's a couple I see as evil people.
Oh, yeah.
Flat out evil. But I don't see
the squad
group as evil.
The squad. I don't think that they have any intention of being, you know, anything moderate or even, you know, to negotiate compromise. They have no intention of doing so.
No. And you look at, you know, I mean, right away, she's threatening Schumer.
Right.
I mean, are we serious?
Right.
And you know Nancy Pelosi, that flat spot she has on her forehead is from AOC. She keeps slamming her head against the desk.
Right.
How did she get in here?
Right.
So, and you know, they won last. I don't know. Now, the people in her district are not stupid people. It's a well-educated, you know, an area where people with means are living. How in God's creation did she get in the second time?
The issue is that liberals are, by and large, ideologists, and we are pragmatists.
That's true. That's
we true. We go for what's the pragmatic approach, and they go for what the ideological approach is. I think we should start with the ideological approach on both sides and then work toward pragmatic resolution. But we have too many people on the right that start at the pragmatic solution and then move further into the progressive agenda because now they're trying to compromise. It's not that you want to hate them or hurt them, but you just have to come in from the point of view as I vehemently disagree with everything you stand for. So how can we find a place where the things we can work on are?
Hey, look, if Scalia and Ginsburg could get along,
hey, right,
you know,
right,
I mean, that's, seriously.
That's the classic odd couple of Washington. Of, I mean, if you even think about, like Reagan and Skip O'Neill, how they got along.
But you couldn't do that thing because you get skewered by the left.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, look at Feinstein. You get a little hug to Lindsey Graham and thank him for being civil, and my God, they came unglued on her.
Again, this is what I keep going back to, is this idea that Joe Biden's somehow going to tame the left and put a leash on them and pull them back and say, well, it's time to be civil. It's not going to happen. In fact, the incivility is going to increase at a higher rate now because now they've got someone who they believe is in the White House going to listen.
Yeah. Good luck. The black community's already complaining about him. The Hispanic community's already complaining about him.
Right.
Because look who he's put on his team. Look who he's pulled up. Good luck. You know, you get who you vote for.
Right.
All right, so let's get back to the numbers.
And, certainly.
You know, I don't know if you knew that. You probably did because you're good at this stuff. Is in Georgia, same thing they did in Colorado. They're in it for the long game. They know how to flip these things. We're not. We're almost like, you know, we want everything at like a fast food level. Gonna pull in the line, get what we want to get, and move on.
Parachute campaigns.
Yeah, there you go.
3 months in, they jump in, pull the parachute, land in. I'm running for office, use all the problem things I'm going to promise,
yeah.
And before you know it, as soon as that campaign's over, win, lose, or draw, they're gone.
Yeah. One of my favorite lines lately, by the way, you can go back and listen to my show,
right.
Ryan Romney, or Romney Ryan, I keep going, no, just because they have an R, why do we want them?
Right.
Right? I mean, look at this, and I went through the whole thing, and I knew him from Massachusetts, right. My family knew what he was like. I said, this is crazy.
Right.
And so everybody kind of poo-pooed me, oh, you, what do you want? You'd rather have so-and-so to go? Yeah, actually, at least I know that devil, you know?
Right.
And look at the two of them today.
Right.
Right? You couldn't be a bigger sellout. And what they want to bring the Republican Party back to is nothing I want to be part of. Matter of fact, if I will tell you now, and I know I'm going to get calls on this tomorrow, if the party goes back to the way it used to be before Trump, I'm out.
Right.
I'm not going to become a Democrat, but why be here?
Why put in the effort?
Why
make the calls? Why do the GOTV effort? Why do it all if they're going to not be there at the... I mean, how many races have you seen here in the L.A. area where the NRCC and RNC promise the world when a candidate declares, when it comes time to deliver coming up to the election, there's nothing.
Bunches.
And so now we've put all the effort into getting these candidates to where they're at, and we end up losing by 5 or 10 points, and then we feel like garbage.
Yeah,
and I call it BCS, battered conservative syndrome. We keep going back, and saying how sorry we are, and we're going to do it differently next time. But then next time comes, and we don't do anything differently.
Right, I won't hit you again. I promise. Yeah.
Right.
No, you and I have been very close in some of these races, and we've seen it happen.
Right.
I've seen behind the scenes how they're playing two of our candidates, important candidates, against each other.
Right.
You know. And it's wrong. And it's why we lose, because we don't know how to work together. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but it's the same thing with some of us smaller conservative commentators. We don't know how to work together, or we'd be a bigger force to reckon with.
Right.
You know?
I think everyone's out for themselves in a lot of way in the conservative media, but for the most part, like I said, one of the things that it's just been bothering me is like all the stop the steal talk and all the rest of it. But stopping the steal starts 9 months before the election. I don't know why this is so hard to go over. It's like stopping the steal doesn't happen 3 weeks after the election.
Right.
Stopping the steal, I mean, an old friend of ours, Joe, or not-so-friend of ours, used to say, if it ain't close, they can't cheat. And that's right. That's exactly how I feel about this. It's like if we went up and ran up the score, it doesn't matter how many mail ballots they turned in that are fraudulent. It doesn't matter any of the rest of this. We can't sit here and expect everyone around us from the National Party to save us from everything. Where's all the money? Where's all the ground game? We've got to do it for ourselves and get there. And then once we get there, then we can change the game nationally. But we first have to get on the field.
Well, we saw that. We've seen it several times lately. One of them, even with Katie Hill in her first run. I mean, what did she have, 4,000 walkers? I couldn't go outside and pick up my newspaper without seeing people with purple and white shirt. Right.
Right.
And I say, my God, you know, these guys are everywhere. This is a heavy Republican couple of blocks, and we're seeing the Democrat people out every place. Where are the Republicans?
Katie Hill impressed me. I'll tell you that.
She ran
one of the best campaigns I've ever seen in the history of politics in California.
You couldn't go to the gas station without that stupid little screen popping up with her talking.
Every campaign commercial,
YouTube.
My door being knocked. Obviously, my wife and I were registered independents at the time. And just knock after knock after knock after knock after knock. And if we said, hey, we're voting for Katie even, if we just did try to get them, nope, they'd still be knocking every week.
Yep.
I was ridiculously impressed. Her demeanor during the campaign was impressive. You know, most times the progressives will fly off on the handle, and she stayed where she needed to be. I mean, just trained.
Well-dressed, nice sweater shirt on.
Fantastic.
Pearls up, right?
Right.
I mean,
just her image was as candidate-like as you could possibly get.
And we're not joking when we say, you know, a lot of candidates, a lot of these people don't realize you need to play to the quote-unquote audience, right? It's a fairly conservative area. So when you're out and about and you're going to different things, you need to dress accordingly. And I don't care whether you're male or female. You know, people are still in the suits. They're still in the shirts and ties. They don't want you, showing up with a button-up shirt that's open and untucked. That just doesn't do well by them. So you really do have to pay attention to these kinds of things. God, we've been all over the place. Hey, so the Georgia, Pennsylvania, there's another one.
So Pennsylvania is actually a very interesting state. That one I actually almost when I did my analysis prior to the election, I put Pennsylvania in Trump's column by 3 points. I thought he was going to win it by a greater margin. First of all, registration leading up, Trump had beat Democrats. I think there was like a 200 and something thousand vote in favor of Trump or of Republicans in the state.
Right.
So Democrats had lost voters and Republicans gained voters to the tune of like 200 and something thousand votes. And so I thought, well, if registration is swinging that way, all these other things are going that way, it's going to be a Trump state. In 57 of the 67 counties in the state, Trump's growth over the 2012 outpaced Biden anywhere between 0.5% all the way up to 76.27%.
Wow.
That's the growth over 2016 that Trump had in those counties. So, I mean, it's just insane to see how much this has done.
Well, listen, tell people where they can read your stuff, maybe get more information about it.
Redstate.com/Scott Hounsel, on Twitter at Houndsizzle.
Oh.
And you can find me on my own podcast, Sounds Right with Jen and Scott.
Well, Twitter, huh? Okay. Joe was here, your host. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Once you're back here with me tomorrow, check it out, therealside.com.